Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Thank you to everyone. And this is Tawanda with Living Single. And today we want to bring you a short clip talking about home security for those that is living alone. And this is very good topic and something we wanted to share the information on because we do understand that there's a rise when it comes to the statistics of break-ins and so many different things. And even now with the world pandemic, things have gotten even worse. So we want to make sure that people are aware, that people are being safe, and people are learning the various ways of putting things into place so that they can also make sure that they're being safe. A lot of times people think, hey, I don't know anything about that or that can't happen to me. And that's a grave mistake to make because it can happen to anyone. According to the United States Department of Justice report, 38% of assaults and 60% of rapes occur during home invasions. Over 2 million homes will experience a break-in or burglary each year, and that was according to statistics for 2019. I want to take a second for you to think about that again. 38% of assaults and 60% of rapes occur during home invasions. Think about that for a second. And again, most people think, hey, it can't happen to me, but it can actually happen to anyone. And we'll post on our social media sites some different links, information, and resources so you can be aware of actual people that had home invasions, people that knew about it, and so on and so forth. We want to share with you today quickly tips in reference to being safe. Now, this might maybe primarily for a single female, but guess what? This could be for anyone because we all need to be safe, whether it's single females, single males, or even couples, okay? So the first thing is lock it up. Change your locks after a breakup, especially if it was rough. You know, a lot of times, think about, we have so many people that come to our house, family members, friends, associates, maybe we're out of town, someone has to come in our house and do something. You want to make sure that you're being safe. I can tell you a story of something that happened to me personally when I got my very first apartment when I graduated from college. And many people probably don't even know this story. But what happened was I was at work one day, and there was a guy that I knew that I was good friends with. He called me and said, hey, Tawanda, my girlfriend and I got into it. I just want to hang out. So can I come by your job and get your keys, and I hang out at your house until you get home from work? I really wasn't comfortable with it, but he kind of fast-talked me, and he was at my job in minutes. He got my key, and he went to my house, and I think I was going to get off work about 3 hours later, but I ended up getting off work within an hour or two. Got home, and he was there just kind of hanging out, chilling on the couch, and I got my key, and I said, okay, I'm good to go. Well, about 3 or 4 weeks later, one of my neighbors, this guy, said, hey, since you're not home on the weekends, why don't you let me get a key and hang out at your house? And I said, what do you mean? I'm not giving you one a key. He said, well, you gave your boy Danny a key. And I said, no, I didn't. And he said, well, when you're not home on the weekends, he's at your house. And I was shocked. Needless to say, when he left my job, when he called me, he was at Burger King allegedly getting something to eat. Well, I found out later he had went to Burger King earlier that day. So he was actually making a copy of my key. And that's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that on single nightmare stories. But again, lock it up. Make sure you know who has a key to your house. Maybe you need to change on a regular basis. And sometimes even who you're renting from. Be careful. Get a home security system. There are so many different types of home security systems we can get these days, and a lot of them come with visuals to where you can even see, like, inside what's going on inside your house, what's going on right outside your house, and so many other things. This is the thing. People may say, I can't afford all that, but we live in an entertainment-driven society. People will pay $100 and $200 a month for entertainment, for Netflix and all these things. I know people that's on Netflix, they're on Hulu, and all these things, but guess what? Safety should be first, especially if you have children. Get the home security system. I know that's going to be a gazillion-dollar industry because every household is going to need that. All right, don't broadcast about being single or who you live with. Be careful. Sometimes I'm so careful. I had a guy ask me one time, he said, are you in the witness protection program? And I said, why in the world did you ask me that? He said, because you seem so secretive and you don't really share a lot. And he actually didn't understand. And guess what? He was a married guy with a family. So men don't always think like women, but single women, you have to be careful, especially when you move or you're in a place where you don't really know that many people. And again, the world has changed so much. So don't broadcast who live at your house, who's there, don't have a routine, because you just never know, okay? I'd rather be safe than be sorry, and I'd rather for you to be safe than to be sorry, okay? Thank you. Be social media safe. Hello, anybody listening? If you want to know what's going on with most of the people in the world, go on Facebook. That's exactly right. And I know some of you are guilty of that, and I know many of you can relate. People put their whole life on social media. And again, be careful. You know when someone is traveling, hello, I'm not going to be home. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'll be gone for 5 days. You're letting a potential person know you're not going to be home in how many days. So if you are a prey or if your house is a prey, they know the right time to actually go to your house. Okay? Be careful. Even if you just broke up with someone, you blasted it on social media. And I'm not saying these things to scare people. But guess what? It's best to be safe than sorry, because 2 million homes will experience a break-in or burglary. And now that we have this worldwide pandemic, people are out of work, people are going through, people are stressed out, crime is going to increase. How much? I have no idea. All I'm saying is be careful and be aware. Do not think it can't happen to you. The next thing, get to know your neighbors. You know what? There's a saying back in the day, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, guess what? Sometimes it takes a village to keep us alive and to keep us safe. You know, you can't get to know everyone, but study your neighbors. If you live in an area where there's a homeowners association, attend those meetings. You know, you don't have to know everyone on your block. Try to meet a couple of different people that you feel like you can trust and you get a good vibe from them. And see if you can kind of watch out for them, they can kind of watch out for you, especially if children are involved. Because what you don't want to happen is for something to happen to you or you to be in a potential danger and no one knows you. Hey, well, I didn't even know her. People can see someone coming to your house and they can be coming to kill you. But they said anything because they didn't know if the person lived there or not. So definitely, depending on where you live, get to know your neighbors and be friendly. Also, make checking in easy. And this is a big thing. Like, some people get something called Life 360. If you've never heard of it, it's an app. It's an app to where, let's say, for example, if it's me and three of my friends, we can all check in on each other. Hey, where are you at? Where are you at? That is extremely important, especially if you're single and you're dating. If you're going out with strangers, you don't really know him, you don't really know her. Again, people take things for granted. They think that, man, that's not even really necessary. Guess what? Don't wait till it happens to you. Oh, it's extremely necessary. So that's just one thing to actually do because, you know, I know back in the day, right, some people would get in the car. Like, let's say, for example, when I graduated from high school, me and most of my friends, we went off to college, we got jobs, we just did different things. Like me, for example, I was off to college, and I would leave my parents' house, like, let's say on a Sunday at 4 p.m. They knew, like an hour, hour and a half, I was going to call them, letting them know I arrived safely. And I'm never not going to call them and let them know, because that's going to be my routine, because remember, safety is important. And I remember there was one time that a friend of mine, she had left for school, and she didn't notify anyone. And about 4 or 5 hours later, we were looking for her. We were scared to death. Her parents asked me if I knew where she was, and I didn't, and they didn't. And what happened was she took the bus back to school, and the bus had took a different route. And she was delayed because of that. And this was this was a little before cell phones, that everybody had 2 or 3 phones. So basically, she knew that she was okay. The bus just took a route, and she was delayed. And she just kind of was relaxing and chilling. But we almost had heart attacks. And for some crazy reason, when she got to school, we had called the school so many times, the payphone in the hallway. People were like, "Hey, girl, your family is calling you. Your friends are calling you. Are you okay? You better call them immediately." And when she called, she would want to know what the problem was. It was 4 or 5 hours later. And in her mind, nothing registered like it was something wrong, which I thought that was crazy. Her and I talk about it now. We kind of laugh. She's like, "Oh, yeah, now I get it." And I'm like, "Yeah, you would a decade later." But the point is, you may know that you're okay. Everyone else doesn't. And I can't express how important it is. Security is everything, folks. Even those that have children, let's say, for example, you have kids and you have to still work. Because guess what? With the school situation, with school not being out, with school, I'm not really sure how school is going to be when it actually goes back in. There's so much going on and so much happening. We have to be careful. So home security is extremely important. I'd like to hear from you guys. For those that's listening to Living Single, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what you're doing to make sure that you're safe. That is extremely, extremely important. And we have some more topics that we are going to release this week. Join us each and every night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time most times, and we'll upload our episodes on all the podcast platforms, and we'll have segments also on our social media. If you have any comments, have any feedback, please give it to us. That's why we're here. We want to make sure that we're giving singles, single men, single women, and especially the children, tools and information that you can use to be able to be safe and to live a productive life.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.